Stefan Lufau, former Colorado Buffaloes quarterback, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. A lot to get to still. I got to get to NBA trade stuff. We had a blockbuster trade take place. I'll get to that. We'll continue registering people for March Madness, for our March Madness Bracket Challenge. I believe this is our third or fourth Whole Show Bracket Challenge. And we got cash, cold hard cash, that you can win this year. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, our Colorado State Rams insider from the Colorado, Kevin Lytle. Kevin, my friend, good to catch up with you.
Yeah, how you doing, Brady?
You know, we're having some fun discussions today. I got two interesting discussions going on here on the show. Number one is our Method Flow Products poll question is, who's going further, CSU or Wyoming? And boy, this has a lot of people really going at it today. The other one is this, Kevin, and maybe you could think about this later for our show later today, is I want people to come up with their top 10 Colorado GOAT list, their greatest of all time list, as far as, you know, Elway, Terrell Davis, all those guys. So I'm trying to see how far away Nikola Jokic is from getting to the top of that mountain, or at least close to the top of that mountain.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. There are a lot of ways you can go, especially probably first like three or so are probably pretty easy, and then it could get a little tricky.
It is. I mean, a lot of people like to do the Mount Rushmore thing, but I'm looking at top 10 because I think there's like three or four Avs, three or four Broncos, maybe one Rocky, maybe one or two Nuggets, but it's a fun debate for sure. How about this one? Is David Roddy, when it's all said and done, going to be on the Mount Rushmore of Colorado State basketball?
Yeah, I think that's highly likely. I mean, he's not too far off from it right now anyways, but yeah, if he obviously keep going this year, and if he plays next season as well, he'll I think absolutely end up there.
Kevin, I've had a lot of people ask me this, as I know if I've had it asked, you've had it asked 4 million times. Do you think David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens are coming back next year?
Right now I would say yes. I mean, this is just my own guess. I haven't asked that question yet because I don't think it's terribly appropriate to ask yet of those guys, but my guess is they would enter their names, especially Roddy, enter their name in the NBA draft, because you can do the thing, you know, go get your kind of draft grade, get evaluation, and then still return to school. I think that would probably be my best bet of what they do. I don't think either guy will transfer. I know there are some people that are worried about that, but they both have talked pretty vocally about finding the right fit in a program and think they have it here. So, you know, assuming, you know, coaching staff, all that stays intact, I can't see them transferring. I think it's either NBA or stay here. And my guess is they would stay. But again, a little early for them to be worrying about, at least certainly fans can. But I don't think that's really top of mind for either of those guys.
Boy, and just to think they could just almost run it entirely back next season, save for a couple of pieces. That would be something. I'm with you. Just the conversations, especially with David, it just sure sounds like I can't see him wanting to leave at this point. Unless, like you said, unless it was the NBA side of it. All right, let's go back. Let's talk about that Nevada game. CSU, I mean, it wasn't, you know, they were up, I think, 4 or 5 points at the half. Second half, Nevada kind of makes a couple of runs, but for the most part, CSU did their thing. David Roddy was sensational. But I thought the story was kind of Kendall Moore. We had texters asking, you know, hey, what's going on with Moore? What's happening with him, man? Is he good? And then he had just one of those nights, 22 points. So it was really good to see him playing so well the other night.
Yeah, Kendall Moore's play was by far, I think, the most encouraging sign of that game. And that's saying something considering David Roddy hit 10 of his first 11
right.
shots and scored 29 points and had just one of the most efficient games you'll see. But CSU, I mean, any team, you need that second, third guy. And you know, it's been Roddy and Stevens and then, you know, kind of hands up and hope someone else gets going for the past few weeks. And, you know, John Tonje's been doing it a little better. But Kendall Moore's the one that, you know, for three-plus years, you've seen what he can do. And then he's just really struggled this year, especially shooting the ball. And he was down in Mountain West play, he was down at like 17% shooting. And on threes. And that's a guy, you know, 2 years ago, he shot 45% from threes. So a little crazy there. But yeah, he looked a lot more like, you know, Kendall Moore that, you know, fans have kind of grown to expect. And that was really huge. And I was just, you know, on a more personal level, just really happy for him because he's done so much for the program. You know, him and Adam Thistlewood were the first recruits for Medved in, you know, starting the rebuild. So you just feel happy for him, you know, kind of having a game that, that you know he can do. And if CSU can get him, you know, you don't need 22 points every night, but if he's scoring 10 to 12 and getting a couple steals every night, CSU gets really dangerous.
Yeah, you're right. He could be an X factor. I remember when he first stormed onto the scene, he's just so fast. He's so quick. And when he is playing at that high level, like we saw against Nevada, he's a blast to watch. Kevin, should we be concerned about Isaiah Stevens? And I hate asking. I feel like that's blasphemy to ask that question. But it kind of has been David Roddy dominating and then some of the other guys working just the last couple of games. Or is this a situation where you're like, dude, I wouldn't be surprised if against Fresno State he just goes off?
Yeah, no, I have no concern at all, to be frank. I mean, he had been shooting the ball really well. Yeah, he struggled against San Diego State, which, you know, isn't that rare for guards to struggle against San Diego State. And then Nevada, I think he was fine. He didn't do much in first half. He had a really good second half. So, yeah, my concern level about Isaiah Stevens is zero or less.
Well, and he's one of those guys that doesn't have to score to make his impact felt. He's a solid, such a solid defensive player. Even if the assists don't register necessarily, the way he's facilitating and moving the ball around. So he is one of those players where, yeah, the stats can sometimes tell the story of his game, but a lot of times they don't, and he's still great in them.
Yeah, I mean, a tempo controller and all that. I mean, and he still had, yeah, he's kind of set the bar so high. He had 4 assists against Nevada, and it's like, eh.
Right.
Yeah, not much there. But yeah, I think he does so many other things beyond just scoring. And, you know, especially when David Roddy's doing what he's doing, you know, it kind of made sense to just, here, let's give it to David and let him go to work. And you know, that worked out. So, yeah, I think, you know, Stevens is just fine.
Do you like that? Is that the starting lineup you think will kind of be from here on out? Obviously, more Stevens, Roddy, and Thomas, but do you see Tanjay now going to be a fixture in that starting rotation throughout, or could it just kind of be any given night depending on matchups?
Yeah, I mean, Medved has shown that he is willing to shuffle it every now and then for matchups. I think that's going to be the case. You know, I don't think we're going to see Thistlewood back in it. You know, that's the thing. You know, some fans have been clamoring for a while, but especially as he still kind of works back into shape and into form after that injury. There's no need to rush him back, and Tanjay's been playing well. You know, I think the one that people might wonder, including myself, is, you know, James Moores is playing so well. Would you consider putting him back in the starting lineup? And, you know, Deshaun Thomas showed he was comfortable off the bench last year. I don't necessarily expect it, but that's the one move I'd maybe keep an eye on. But I think we're going to see Tanjay staying in the lineup. And then obviously they're not going to change any of the others. I think Roddy and Stevens are probably fairly locked in there.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they're safe. James Moores, though, a lot. I mean, he's quickly, and I think fans liked him anyway, but he's quickly becoming a fan favorite. And that was kind of the thing in the offseason folks wanted to see is, can they get another big man to come in and play solid defense and come up with, you know, I don't need 15 points from you, but come up with some solid defense, some solid boards, maybe 7 or 10 points or so. The last couple of games, I mean, he's been a delight for this team, exactly what the doctor ordered.
Yeah, he's been playing really well, and especially defensively, they need that, you know, because sometimes you just need a big bear to go wrestle in the paint, and that's what he is. He is a strong kid, and, you know, Mountain West has a number of really good big men, another one coming Friday in Orlando Robinson. So you need someone that's just willing to really do the dirty work and go in there and wrestle, and yeah, if he gets the points, great, and I think he's been smart. You know, on offense, he obviously is never, they're never drawing a play for James Moores. But he's been doing good, you know, some pick and roll to the basket, you know, get some buckets that way. And he's also a good passer. And he's had a few of those kind of backdoor cuts where he'll just throw a nice little bounce pass, you know, to Tanjay or someone cutting to the lane. So, you know, he's, you know, no crazy flashy offensive numbers, but he's doing enough on that end. So yeah, James Moore's play has been a really big boost for CSU.
Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining me, Kevin and Chris Abshire, the editor, sports editor at the Colorado, will join us this afternoon, 5 o'clock, for our College Hoops tip-off show. So we haven't had that in a couple of weeks because of UNC. We still have UNC tonight, but a later start for them, so that'll be a fun night of basketball ahead. I'm glad you mentioned Orlando Robinson. David Roddy had mentioned, other than Chandler Jacobs, Orlando Robinson might be the guy closest as far as a guy that's not his teammate that would give him nightmares when somebody had asked that question a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and David Roddy is not alone in that. Orlando Robinson's just a phenomenal player. I think most people around the league would think Orlando Robinson's the best NBA prospect in the Mountain West, and obviously there are stars everywhere in this league, so that's really saying something. Last year, he's only a junior, but I would think he's probably head for the NBA after this season. And he's just a load, and it's going to be interesting to see how they match up because, last year, CSU's bigs kind of struggled against him early, and then CSU flipped and kind of went to the small ball lineup with Roddy on Orlando Robinson. That actually worked pretty well. But I'm intrigued to see on both ends of the floor who guards whom and how that one goes down.
Yeah, I think you're right. That's going to be interesting to see how this all unfolds. We're doing a poll question. Our Method Flow products poll question of the day is, who will go further in the tournament? Again, we don't know about matchups. We know nothing. We just have to take a shot in the dark, Kevin. Colorado State fans not thrilled that I asked this question today, but Colorado State or Wyoming? Kevin, can you answer that question for me? If you had to, what would your gut tell you?
Well, first you got to give them both to the tournament, which is a big ask right now. You know, they're both far from locks. They're both in very good positions, but far from locks. So that's the first thing. But man, I mean, I could see either one. And a lot of it depends on matchups, of course. But both of them have the weapons to do damage in a tournament. I'm kind of hedging my bets here because I could see either one of them winning a game or two in the tournament. So. That's a tough one. Depends a little bit on the seed as well, obviously. If one of them slides down to 12 seed, I don't like their odds as much.
Yeah, certainly interesting to see. You're right, though. You got to get into the tournament first. Kevin, we do this thing, and I have not tested you on this just yet. We do a thing called rapid fire, where I'm just going to throw about two or three questions at you, and then you just answer them quickly, and then we go from there, and we'll see if you survive. Are you down to do this?
Yeah, I love it. Let's rock.
All right, let's hit it.
Rapid fire.
And that's when you know it's official. Rapid fire next with Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, how many Mountain West Conference teams are getting in to the NCAA men's tournament?
Ooh, I'm going to go three.
I'm writing it down. Three. Who's the better player between David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens?
Roddy.
David Roddy. Do you see Nico Medved being the head coach for the Colorado State Rams for the next, let's say, 5 years?
5 years from now? No.
There it is, man. Woo! I love it. See, this is what I love about it. Kevin, you survived, by the way. You were brilliant on this. I'm going to come up with like five for you next week because, to be honest, I asked like four of them in our regular segment that I did that I wanted to use for rapid fire, but I forgot. So we'll make sure we do that next time. But
absolutely love it.
You did survive, my friend. Congratulations.
Yeah, that was fun. It was like a little appetizer. Yeah, you just wanted to ease me in so that next week, it'll really get me.
Now you'll be ready when we bring it on you, man. I love those answers, by the way. Great stuff from you, Kevin. We'll look forward to seeing you and Chris in studio. All things Colorado State and Mountain West. Dude, we have a lot to catch up on, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, excited to get back at it again. Yeah, man, the Mountain West is awesome. So it'll be a fun conversation tonight.
Some of the best basketball, and I mean that, some of the best basketball I've been watching all year collectively. That's Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And rapid fire, that is a fun segment. I love that, man. We throw people just completely, maybe we throw them for a loop, maybe we don't. But we get there, it's an instant reaction. Sometimes you're not always thinking. Kevin's always thinking, but sometimes it's just whatever is really right there, what you truly believe, and we get the best. So I asked Kevin three questions. How many Mountain West teams are getting in? He says three. Who's the better player, David Roddy or Isaiah Stevens? Roddy, pretty instant. Will Nico Medved be the head coach for the Colorado State Rams in the next 5 years from now? And he said no. And Rams fans all over the land are bawling their eyes out. 12:50 the time. We'll take a short break. We'll wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
March Madness can be heard right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.